Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. And now an interesting report from Norway. Situated among high mountains, the small town of Rjukan used to be hidden in the shade for 6 months a year. This changed when three giant mirrors were placed on top of a nearby mountain to reflect the sunlight onto the town's main square. The cost was huge, but the residents of Rjukan are happy with the effect. They say the quality of their life has improved. They can enjoy sunlight more often, so they spend more time outdoors and feel more cheerful. If you want to see what the mirrors look like, visit our website. Two.
As a teenager, I loved it. It was about a girl who finds a mirror in the attic of her grandmother's house. And when she looks at it, she sees herself in clothes from the Victorian era. She goes through the mirror and travels back in time. On the cover, there was an antique mirror and a girl standing next to it. I'd love to do the story in class with my students, but I can't recall the title or the author. I hope it's in one of the boxes in the attic. I need to go up there and look for it.
Three. The construction of the Hall of Mirrors in the palace began in 1678. When you enter that huge room on our trip tomorrow, you will find 17 arches with 357 mirrors which reflect 17 windows overlooking the gardens. Take a look at the photos of the hall on page 75 in your course books. That's what it looks like. Now we'll watch a short film about the palace. Don't forget to take detailed notes. Four.
An antique mirror will definitely improve the look of your home. For example, this one. It has the original gold frame, but we can repaint it if you wish. If you put it above the fireplace, it'll make your living room look bigger and lighter. You won't find one like this anywhere else. And today, everything is going for half price, so it's a real bargain.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1. And now an interesting report from Norway. Situated among high mountains, the small town of Rjukan used to be hidden in the shade for 6 months a year. This changed when three giant mirrors were placed on top of a nearby mountain to reflect the sunlight onto the town's main square. The cost was huge, but the residents of Rjukan are happy with the effect. They say the quality of their life has improved. They can enjoy sunlight more often, so they spend more time outdoors and feel more cheerful. If you want to see what the mirrors look like, visit our website. Two.
As a teenager, I loved it. It was about a girl who finds a mirror in the attic of her grandmother's house. And when she looks at it, she sees herself in clothes from the Victorian era. She goes through the mirror and travels back in time. On the cover, there was an antique mirror and a girl standing next to it. I'd love to do the story in class with my students, but I can't recall the title or the author. I hope it's in one of the boxes in the attic. I need to go up there and look for it.
Three. The construction of the Hall of Mirrors in the palace began in 1678. When you enter that huge room on our trip tomorrow, you will find 17 arches with 357 mirrors which reflect 17 windows overlooking the gardens. Take a look at the photos of the hall on page 75 in your course books. That's what it looks like. Now we'll watch a short film about the palace. Don't forget to take detailed notes. Four.
An antique mirror will definitely improve the look of your home. For example, this one. It has the original gold frame, but we can repaint it if you wish. If you put it above the fireplace, it'll make your living room look bigger and lighter. You won't find one like this anywhere else. And today, everything is going for half price, so it's a real bargain.